an art exhibit. Talk about a lot of art around here at KUMD, and an art exhibit opened at ICO a while back that was, I thought, was really fascinating. I wanted to get a little bit more information about it. The exhibit was called Brave Art. Jada Turkle Pearson joins us this morning to tell us a little bit more about it. The art show was put on by the PAVSA Youth Advisory Board, and Jada's a member of that board. Hey, Jada, good morning. Nice to have you.
Good morning. It's nice to be on.
So, Brave Art, who's making the art, and why are they brave, or why is the art brave?
Brave Art is a youth-centered event that started about 3 years ago, and we asked a survivor if they could describe themselves in one word, what would they be, and they said brave. So, ever since then, we've centered this event around that, and it's kind of turned into what makes you brave, what piece of art makes you feel confident and brave and good about yourself. And we've accumulated so many pieces over the years, and it's just become this beautiful big thing that we do every February.
I'm really interested in the idea of bravery. We don't hear people talk about bravery much anymore. People are comfortable, or they're becoming more comfortable admitting their vulnerability, which is a wonderful thing. But bravery is a cool concept because it sort of includes the idea of vulnerability with it, that you may have been hurt or something may have been frightening, and yet you managed to stand up to it anyway. Tell me some more about the people who are creating these wonderful works of art.
I know a few of the artists personally, and it's a lot of hearsay, like me going and telling my friends, hey, make a beautiful art piece. I know you're a great artist. Something that makes you feel great about yourself, something that makes you feel brave. I want to submit it. I want people to see it. Let's bring it in. And they usually come up with something that is way out of the ordinary or very expected, and it varies from person to person.
Yeah, Do you run into any pushback? Do you run into any resistance when you talk to these people? Do you know that they're artists already, or do you go to somebody who you just admire as a person and say, hey, can you try to put all the grooviness that is you into a piece of art?
A lot of the times, it's people that I don't know. We get a lot of pieces throughout the community and a lot of different people throughout the community that want to be a part of this, and I know a few personally, and I don't know the rest, but I have talked to a few people that have done pieces, and I've asked them, you know, what is this about? What inspired you to make this? And they'll tell me their story about it, or they'll tell me, you know, I just felt like making it. And a lot of the times, it's just whatever somebody wants to make, whatever they feel like making at that moment, and then they're like, I'm going to bring this to Brave Art. This is the perfect piece. And then you get people like, we get submissions from younger kids that, you know, love the idea of Brave Art, and they make their small drawings in a classroom setting and bring it in. We get all ages coming in with so many different pieces.
I bet it's got to break your heart to see a little kid or a younger kid come in and say, this is something that came out of my experience. This was me being brave in this situation.
Yeah, there are instances like that, but it is part of, you know, working with PAVSA and being on Youth Advisory Board and being an advocate.
And unfortunately, it's part of a reality that many people live with, and the more we know about it, perhaps the better we can do to try to combat some of these things. How long is the Brave Art exhibit up at ICO?
They usually only do it for a night, but we do have some pieces up at Beaner's and West Duluth.
So people can still have the opportunity to take in some of these amazing works of art, and then, of course, put it on your calendar for next year that you want to make sure not to miss it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Jada, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning, and congratulate your brave artists, okay?
Thank you.
Jada Turkle Pearson is part of the Youth Advisory Board at PAVSA, Program to Aid Victims of Sexual Assault.